Good evening, everyone. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, August 6, 2018, More Success Team Legal Shield Business Solutions Call. We host this call the first Monday of each month, and it's designed specifically to assist our associates that work the B2B marketplace. Very, very excited to hear from tonight's guest speaker. But right now, I want to quickly go out to the state of Alabama and to $250,000 ring earner, Millionaire Club member, Mr. Jimmy Parrish. Mr. Parrish, are you on?
I am, Randy. Can you hear me?
I can. Jimmy, I want to congratulate you on an outstanding job that you did in Oklahoma City this past weekend. I was able to go to that training, and I had a brand new associate, and she is on cloud nine. So I just want to thank you for doing such a great job. But everybody there had a great time, didn't hear anything but accolades for you, sir. And I'm proud to say you're a More Success Team associate.
Well, thank you, Randy. I appreciate it so much. And, of course, as I told you, once I was honored to be selected back in May as one of nine VIP Spotlight trainers to go around the country and offer this special Summer School 2.0 training, you were one of the first ones that I talked to because I wanted to come back to Oklahoma and be there with a lot of our More Team family members. And we had quite a few there, including your mom, Sherlene. It was delightful for her to take that day and come and be part of maybe one of the first employee benefit certification trainings, if ever, she sat through. So I was honored for that, and as well as Pat being there, and good to see Stephanie and Harold Penson and quite a few others in the Oklahoma and North Texas market. But, yeah, thank you so much. Great hospitality. Appreciate all the fine coordination that Abby Parker and David Peterman and Wynn Pedlow did to make that event happen.
Well, Jimmy, again, I want to thank you very much. You've got a new training coming up here pretty quick.
I do. I'm about halfway through. I had 14 scheduled through September, starting in June, and I actually got back-to-back this weekend. I'll be in the Fort Mill, South Carolina area with John Hall, which is in the Charlotte metropolitan area, on Saturday. And then I catch a night flight to San Antonio, where we'll be in San Antonio on Sunday. With Patty Boley and Renelda Johnson. Then the following Sunday, I'll be down in Pensacola, Florida, with Tiffany Sullivan hosting me there, and then head out to the West Coast in Oakland, Berkeley, California, with Ryan Ellison on Saturday, August 25th. So that'll get us to the end of the month, and that'll keep me busy through Labor Day and have a few more in September. Maybe I'll get a chance to talk about those trainings in Arizona and Florida and Virginia at that time. But thanks so much for letting me mention that, and hope to see a lot of the More Team associates and or their team members at some of these sites around the country moving forward.
Well, thank you, Jimmy. And again, I want to encourage anybody that's on the call tonight, get with your team, try to recruit somebody from that area, wherever he's going to be, because as far as I'm concerned, he's one of the best out there. So thank you, Mr. Parrish. Appreciate you adding those comments tonight.
Thanks, Randy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I got a call a little while ago from tonight's special guest speaker. Unfortunately, he had a family emergency, and so we were fortunate to be able to get tonight's special guest speaker to take his place tonight. He actually started his Legal Shield business in 2003. He is a $100,000 ring earner, a Millionaire Club member. He's written over 7,000 personal apps. He is Performance Club qualified now for 179 consecutive months. His highest level achieved was Platinum Executive Director, and he did that on personal sales. He has 100 groups accounts that he services, and he has a 93% persistency rate. He's qualified for Performance Club trips each year, and he's from the great state of Kansas. I want to welcome More Success Team Associate Mr. Bob Pilcher to the call. Bob, are you on?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Randy, and thank you for asking me to fill in for what I call Legal Shield Icon. I tell you what, when I was called today, Stephanie gave me a call and said, would you do me a great favor? And I immediately said yes, and then I thought, wait a minute, I should ask what for first.
Well, I know you'll do a great job, Bob. You're special to us. You've been around quite a lot while now, and you've done an outstanding job. So I'm putting you in the hands of our people, and we do so with great pride because you do such a great job. So I'm going to turn the call over to you, sir.
All right. Well, thank you again, and I do appreciate it. And, you know, I just want to take a few minutes. Again, I put something together. You know, one of the things that Stephanie talked about was, you know, and I know it was part of the email that went out talking about opening groups and kind of give a little bit of what I've done over the years, you know, just for those of you on the call that don't know my story, just very quickly, I was a store manager for a large grocery chain here in Kansas, and I was introduced to Legal Shield in 2002. And I joined the business, very lightly doing some business, but got certified in Oklahoma at a group school the next year. And that's when I actually started being qualified for Performance Club that next year because of the group arena, the things that group offered. And for me, it wasn't about, you know, selling more memberships in a group arena. It was just I enjoyed being in front of people. I mean, being a store manager, I was around people. I dealt with people on a regular basis, a lot of employees. And it was just something I was comfortable with. And, you know, and I like the arena of group because you get to go in and talk to decision makers and you get to talk to the employees and you get to sit down and visit with them. And I guess it's sometimes a little different because you actually get to talk to them and they're waiting to listen to you, especially when you're doing benefit enrollments, you know, and I mean Legal Shield, but there's other companies there, other vendors selling their products to, for insurance. And, you know, so they're kind of waiting to listen to things. And Legal Shield, I always say we have a very unique product. We're different, but yet we have one of the most powerful products out there in America today, and I truly believe that. I've been a personal member for 16, well, it'll be 16 years next month, and have been in the business that long as well. So, you know, the business to me is just about sharing. And, you know, so many times I had two group enrollments this morning with schools, and was introduced to the group of teachers, and the superintendent introduced me. And he said, you know, he's here to sell you some, or I don't know how he said, sell it or, you know, whatever. And I said, well, we're not going to sell you anything. I said, what we want to do is inform you so you can make an educated decision. And I said, once you hear about what this can do for you and your family, hopefully you'll see the value and want to take advantage of it. So, but again, talking about opening groups, one of the first things I encourage anybody to do if there's new people on the call tonight, is to make that list. We talk about in recruiting and networking how to make a list of all your contacts. And, you know, the same thing goes for group. When you're out marketing to groups, you want to make a list. And, you know, that's one of the things I did. And I made a list, and they always say follow your dollar. We hear that a lot. And it's very true. And just to give you a quick example, follow your dollar. I had a new set of tires put on my truck several years ago, and it was a small father and son dealership, or not dealership, but auto and tire. And after I got my tires on, I started talking to him, and we sold 5 of the 7 or 8 people memberships, so we had a small group there. My new dentist office I went to over 5 years ago, you know, you always go to the dentist, they open your mouth, stick their hands in, and they say, so what do? Kind of hard to answer that question, but I found a way. And I now have a dentist office, the largest dentist office in Wichita, Kansas, offer our Legal Shield benefit products. Bought a new lawnmower back in February. And same thing happened there. You know, after I sold bought the lawnmower, we sold every employee in that lawnmower shop membership. So, again, we want you to follow your dollar. That doesn't mean people are going to enroll in your products, but if you can just get them to look at it. And, you know, and I enjoy the smaller groups. When you can get small accounts, 15 to 50 employees, that is really where your bread and butter is at. You know, we talk about, you know, a lot of people out there are running, you know, companies. They got 2,000, 3,000 employees. That sounds great, but how often are you going to get in front of 2,000 and 3,000 employees? But very likely you're going to get in front of 20, 25, 30 employees. And how's that happen? Well, because a lot of times your decision maker is the owner. It's the person you can actually walk in and ask to speak to. You know, and that's what we encourage people to do. You just ask for the owner, you know, and I encourage everybody to do a little research before you walk into a company blind. Find out what they do. Try to find out how many employees they have. You know, those kind of things. Learn who the person is. Don't walk in and say, can I speak to the owner? If you know the owner's name is Jimmy Parrish, you walk in and say, hey, could I speak to Mr. Parrish? I'd like to visit with him for just a moment if he has some time. And hopefully he'll come out. And you always have to be prepared with, you know, and Mark Seguin's not on the call tonight, but I tell you, he's got those, you know, 60-second elevator pitches or 30-second elevator pitches, and those are powerful. You've got to utilize those, you know. I mean, you've got to be able to find something to get them enticed to ask more. You've got to be able to say the right things. And today, what's the biggest topic in America today? And I'm not talking about Twitter. We're talking about identity theft. Every time we turn around, there's something going on with identity theft. I mean, last year we thought, you know, Equifax was the big deal. Well, now we got Facebook, you know. I mean, there's just one breach after another. And you bring that subject up, and wait and listen, because a lot of times they'll come back with conversation in regards to that. And then you can tell them how you work with other companies like theirs, helping their employees have peace of mind. I'd like to show you how that works. And you have to be prepared. You have to have a small, and I don't mean bring a booklet in, don't carry a bag or an attaché case. You know, I carry a very small little folder. It's called Peace of Mind for Your Employees. I think everybody's seen them. It's an 8x11 trifold type brochure. And inside that, I'll have like 3 or 4 different documents. You know, I'll have the Interactor flyer that we can use for Legal Shield ID Shield benefit. I'll have the separate flyer that goes into more detail on identity theft, so we can get into more detail if they ask, so you can share that with them to show them how it works. It's important to be prepared, but don't overbear them. Don't oversell them. Don't come at them with so much information, you lose them. You know, just keep it short and sweet, because the less you can, you know, if you can undersell and overdeliver, that's what's going to happen. They're going to find out it does so much more for them. So, you know, once you get that presentation met, and here's one of the first things you're going to get from a decision maker or a business owner of a small company, and I get it almost every time. Well, let me talk to my employees and see if anybody's interested. That's the first thing you're going to get, you know, most every time. And I always say, hey, that sounds great. I said, but, you know, I just ask you a quick question. I says, you know, you probably wouldn't want me selling your tires for you, because I said, I don't know that much about them. And, you know, so you have to be, don't belittle them in that respect, because they think they can convey your product just as well as you can, even though we know that's not true. What I try to do is say, hey, you know, you see value in what we're offering. You know, I believe in that. And I said, let me ask you a quick question. I said, do you ever have employee meetings? Do you have safety meetings? You know, and what I've done almost every time is I've either brought donuts in first thing in the morning right when they start, or I'll bring in pizza or Subway platters for small groups. It doesn't take that much. You know, if you're not willing to invest $50 for a Subway platter and some chips and stuff like that for 15 people, you know, then you're not willing to invest in your business, and you need to do that. But many times when you do that, you know, you've got a captive audience, at least 15, 20 minutes, which is much better than a five-minute presentation. You've got them during lunch. They're there during lunch. A lot of times it's 30 minutes to an hour. And you have time to give a 15-minute presentation, plenty of time to close with it, and pick up applications, because that's what you need to do. You need to get it done at the point of contact, you know. And so many times when I go in and talk to these folks and we get that breakfast presentation, that's what I do with the lawnmower group. You know, they finally agreed to it, because he was trying to talk to his employees. And I just, even though I bought a $6,000 lawnmower from him, you know, he finally agreed to let me come in and talk to everybody. And I was really surprised, because even the owner saw the value. You know, he bought it, and he even bought a small business plan at the same time. So, you know, but bring in breakfast. I mean, you go to McDonald's, buy a bunch of those dollar burritos. I mean, you know, you're talking $15, $20. That's cheap. That's very cheap. And, you know, when you can sell 6 policies to those folks, and that was back in February. So, again, you know, you've got to invest in your business, and you'll see the fruits of your labor will come through, you know, double fold on that kind of stuff. It's just great. But, again, once you get done with that presentation, you try to get the close in, because trying to follow up with people sometimes can be difficult, because they're excited while you're there. And when they want to think about it, and you don't force them, but if they want to think about it, you let them. But we all know the odds of that coming back and enrolling. So I try to get people to go out and fill out an application. You know, if you change your mind, you know, we've got a couple of days. Just give me a call, and I said, we'll just shred it or tear it right up, no problem. You know, because you don't want to jeopardize an account over one application. And a lot of times people will do that. Sometimes they won't. But once you get them enrolled, that's the power of it. Now, one thing I will tell everybody, my 93% persistency, and I know there's a lot of people, you know, Harold Pinson, I know even Jeremy, you know, Moore's got great persistency. One of the things we do is you make sure you share the product so they see value to buy the product. Don't sell the product to them, because if you sell it to them, they're not going to keep it if you don't teach them how to use it. And that's important to me. I know corporate Legal Shield will send out an email on effective dates on groups, you know, and they'll send out an email confirmation. They'll send out contracts with that kind of. I give every new member a packet right on the spot. I add additional things to it. I know we have the temporary kits. I use those, but I add activation flyers in there. I add the mobile app flyers. You know, I put in a member perks brochure. You know, that's that undersell over deliver. Actually, today one of the gentlemen that enrolled, he opened up the temporary pack and he pulled out the brochure that had member perks in it. And he opens it up and starts looking at it. And I said, well, this is just addition to what you already have. I said, just because you purchased it, you're going to get discounts at a lot of these different retailers. And he goes, oh, wow, that's pretty cool. So, you know, you didn't use that in your presentation, but now he just got more for his buck. And that's what we want people to see. We want to see more after they purchase, and then they just become more enticed with what they're buying. And, you know, sometimes in some of your groups, and I've had this, and I know a lot of people do, you don't pick up applications at time of presentation. A lot of times they're HR people. If they're a 50-plus group, you may have employee HR people that will say, well, what we're going to do is we're going to collect everything that needs to be turned in by the 15th. And, you know, it used to really upset me when they did that because you're like, oh, great, now I'm not going to see anything. You have to trust in your presentation. You have to trust in, you know, what's going on. And so when you pick those up, and this has become an expense for me, but it's also an investment in my business, I mail out a complete packet with the same information in it that I would give them at point of sale if I'm not able to do that. I mail that out to them in an 11 by 14 manila envelope, or I guess 10 by 13, I'm sorry, 10 by 13 manila envelope with all that information in it. It cost me between $2 and $2.50 for every person. And people say, well, it gets expensive. You sell 100, that's $250. Well, if you sold 100 of them at $150 to $200 a membership, how much did you just make? And you're upset about $250? Think about it. That's where you get your persistency. That's where you get your renewal. So invest in education. Invest in people utilizing the product. Make sure they get their membership numbers because, yes, they get an email, but how many of us get emails we don't open? And, you know, if that email came through and they deleted it, now they've never got their membership information. So I let corporate send the email, then I send the packet. And, you know, to me, it really gives that credibility to service. You're the representative for Legal Shield. You need to own your business. If you're not owning your business, nobody else is going to do it for you. And that's important. You have to take charge. And, you know, I do have a little over 100 groups I service. I'd say 30% of them are schools or colleges, and this is a very busy time of year, you know, trying to plan those out and schedule those open enrollment times because you have schools that overlap. But I love it. I love this time of year. It's the busiest time of year. It's like Christmas at Legal Shield. I mean, you know, you're seeing so many people, and it's just it's great. It's what I live for now. And, you know, for me, this business has been the best opportunity. But more importantly, it's been the best life change for me. I spent 31 years in grocery retail, and now I'm going on my getting ready to start my 17th year with Legal Shield. And to me, it's just been the greatest blessing we've ever had in our family. We have more time. We have more money. Money's not bad. Don't get me wrong. I mean, we went as earned 7 years ago, so everything we do, we don't get paid till the memberships are paid each month. So be able to earn a six-figure income every year, just off of that, to me, you can't hardly, I don't know where you can go to find that kind of opportunity. But I encourage people to take heed of their opportunity. Go out and find these small companies. There are so many. I mean, if you'll just stop in a industrial street and just write down the names of businesses, just write down the names. And Google is a great tool. You can Google the name of any company in any city, and it'll come up with so much. Their website comes up. It'll list their staff members. It'll list their owner. It'll list, you know, HR people. Just depends how big they are. But you can find enough information just by Googling those things. And I do that a lot. You know, it doesn't, and you can do it with your phone now. So you can sit out in the parking lots and do it before you go in to have a little information. It doesn't take that much. And a lot of people say, well, I've already done that. And I've been told no every time. Well, how many times did you do it? 10? You got told no 10 times, didn't you? Okay. Well, I don't know how many of you have been on these calls before, but I always love the call Jeremy shares about when he was out on his own doing something, and he called his papa. And I remember what his papa told him when he said, well, he said, I didn't sell anything. He says, well, you should have done another one. You need to do another one. Folks, don't stop. You know, I've been in the business 16 years. A lot of you have been in longer. But have anybody ever seen anybody fail at Legal Shield? I've never seen anybody ever fail. They quit. But they didn't fail. They quit. So if you don't quit, you won't fail. You have to keep going until it comes around. And to me, that's what this business is. You have an opportunity that's been given to you. Now it's up to you what you do with it. And I just encourage people to take it. Take it and run and don't stop running. You'll never be sorry. So, Randy, I don't know if that's what you wanted, but I just, like I said, it's just been the opportunity of a lifetime for my wife and I, and we've just enjoyed it so much. We keep getting more accounts lately. It just keeps us busy, which is a good thing.
That's a good thing, and it is a busy time of year. We do have a few minutes left. If you don't mind, I'm going to go to some of our top group producing people that are on the call tonight, and they may have a question or a comment. Would that be okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, let's go back to Alabama. Mr. Jimmy Parrish spoke a little bit at the beginning of the call, but Jimmy, do you have a question or a comment tonight for Mr. Bob Pilcher?
Well, yeah, Bob, and always great to hear you. I was looking forward to hearing Mark, but I was excited to know you were going to be training tonight as well. And you and I go back a long time. We've done a lot of things together and ask each other questions from time to time. But now that you've kind of gotten to where I guess you could look back and almost say you're not through, you're not done by any means, but you would be, I guess, considered a seasoned B2B associate. We'll put it that way. Yeah, how are you looking at your business differently now for the benefit of those of us on the call? Because we do have quite a few on the call just listening to something that's been out here. Been in business 5 years, 10 years, even 15 years and beyond, and people like Carol Pinson, 20-plus years. You know, how would you look at that now, mainly for the benefit of, like I was telling people in the training this weekend, that you could look ahead and maybe see where you will be 10, 15, 20 years from now, and give a little insight of that about how you're looking at your business from a different perspective now than you were when you got started, you know, 2002 or 3, right in there.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me, and I think a lot of us in the B2B market can say this, is the business has changed a lot since I got in it and you and, you know, the people that got in around then. I'm sure it's changed a lot more that for people that Harold's been in a little longer than us, and Linda definitely, Linda Bowden, which I get to talk to frequently. And is but what I've noticed the most is when I first started, I was able to knock on a lot more doors and get in the door, but what I've seen change a lot, and I think we can all agree to this, is we're seeing the insurance companies finally starting to realize we have a great product. And these insurance companies are wanting to be a part of it, which is fine. You know, but it does change for the independent associates how we deal with groups, because so many of our groups, and I've even got existing groups that I helped open or I've serviced, and now it's like, well, we're doing everything through our broker. We're doing everything through our insurance company. And they don't even allow us to come in there. So you've got to build relationships with companies, but you've got to build relationships with insurance agents or insurance brokers. And I'm not saying you have to recruit them all the time, because a lot of times they've already been recruited. But what you have to do is service that group to where the group likes you as their vendor for your product. And this is what I've got, three big insurance companies around here, and they know me for the past umpteen years. And they've seen me, and they trust me because they know I'm doing what I say I'm going to do, and they know I've taken care of these employees. So what they're telling that company says, yeah, we're going to handle all your benefits, and I know you have Legal Shield in there. And so, you know, I think it'd be good if you just, you know, we've worked with Bob and other groups and other accounts, and he does a good job there, so we'll continue to work with him through there. And a lot of those I'm not even have to worry about splits with, because they're not involved, you know, as far as doing the Legal Shield. They just trust. I apologize there. I keep getting calls here. But again, you know, to me, it's just, you know, finding relationships in the other side of this arena, because it has been a little harder to get out and find new accounts and new groups because of that, especially if you get over 50 or over 100 employees. And so, you know, that's one thing I've seen a lot. I've actually had in the last 18 months to 20, 24 months, I've had two top 80 companies come to me, insurance brokers who I've seen for years in accounts. They came to me and said, hey, we'd like to come on board with you because we like what you do and we want to offer Legal Shield into some of our other accounts, but we want to use you because we trust in what you're doing with it. And to me, that is a testament to me being honest and having an integrity of saying, this is what I do and this is how I do it. You know, because this is what's come around for me. I mean, 16 years, and in the last 2 years, I've had that happen twice in the last 2 years. One last year, one the year before. So that really made a big difference there, just taking care of people honestly.
Great. Thanks so much. Well said. And congratulations. Keep doing a wonderful job.
Thanks, Jimmy. Appreciate it.
All right, Jimmy. Thank you very much. You mentioned a seasoned associate, one that's on the call right now. I don't know if he's in speaker mode, but I'm going to open up his line. And that's Millionaire Club member, Mr. Harold Pinson. Harold, are you on the call? I've got him unmuted, I believe. Can you hear me, Harold? All right. He may not be in speaker mode, so let's go to another person that was mentioned earlier, and that's one of your favorites, and that's none other than Miss Linda Bowden. Linda, are you on?
I am on, and it's a double treat night. I didn't realize that you were going to be our speaker. So we switched off a good speaker for another great speaker.
well, thank you.
Yes. Well, I mean, honestly, coming from the position that you just came from, you know, it is a real different world in Legal Shield now as far as being out in the field. And the question I have for you, because some of us are going to come up against this now, if you're new, this will be your little problem or little challenge in the future, which is a good thing. That means that you hung around long enough for this to happen. But what about the groups, seasoned groups? I mean, I've got some seasoned groups. We're talking 25, 26 years that I've had some of these accounts. And I know you have some seasoned accounts. What are you doing with your seasoned account, maybe to stimulate activity or even jumpstart activity? Do you have any little tips for doing that?
Well, I think one thing that we've all seen, you know, and I'll be the first to be on, I don't like change. I don't think any of us like change. But I joined in 2002, and the next year ID Shield or Identity Theft came available. And I thought, oh, why are we messing this up? Why are we messing with, you know, Legal Shield? We have a legal plan. Why mess it up? That was one of the greatest things, probably the second greatest thing I ever did. The first was to start Legal Shield. and then what happened in April? Our gun control, you know, our gun option plan supplement. That's a new one. So I think on those accounts that are seasoned, and they get a little callous because, you know, if you look over the years, if they're not very big, they're like, you know, yeah, we know it's available, and, you know, we have no new employees. And I said, well, we have something very new, just came out this year. And you can say that until you get in for the next 5 years, because until they let you come in and talk, it still just came out this year. And, you know, I'd like to come in and sit down with you and just explain what it is, see if there's any interest. You know, that's one thing I've done. And I'll just tell you, Jimmy Parrish told me many, many years ago, I'll never forget, he said, we've talked off and on, and I had a school district that I opened. It was amazing, and I think we've all been there, and then something happens. They get a new superintendent. And I tell you what, it was 180 degree. It was terrible. I mean, he wouldn't let us come in. He wouldn't let us send anything. He wouldn't let us email, nothing. And I asked Jimmy what to do. And I mean, you're asking me, but we need to share each other's, you know, golden nuggets. And Jimmy just told me, he said, chances are, Bob, you're going to be in this business longer than that guy's going to be in that position. He was right. We're back in that school. And so, and it may be 3 years. It was almost 5 years from the time I got shut down till we got back in a couple years ago, and it's been going really well. So, you know, just finding new ways. I have a school that I opened up 2 weeks, or actually I opened it 3 days after I gave my two-week notice to quit my job with 31 years. A brand-new school. I was scared to death because, you know, oh, my gosh, I just gave notice to quit. And it was Valentine's Day, so I'll never forget it. And it went really well in 2005. And then things got tough on that one. And I finally got back in last year. This year I stopped in again because he's kind of like off and on again. He doesn't always let me come in. So, you know, you got to drive an hour just to say, hey, can I come in this year? You know, talk to him about it. And emails are fine and phone calls, but it's a lot easier for them to say no to an email or a phone call. So, folks, you need to get in your vehicle and drive to reschedule your open enrollments on the ones that might be a little difficult. You've got to go there. You just got to make a road trip and hit them. And I did that. Be darned if he wasn't in California on a vacation. But I talked to his board clerk and some other people and told him I just came from a credit union that I opened and or that I had. And I said, I took him some donuts. She goes, oh, you're going to do donuts? She said, we could probably let you come in for donuts. I said, you bet. How many do you want? They have 150 employees. Guess how many donuts I'm going to buy? I'm going to buy about $100 worth of donuts. $100, what's that? And they called me on Monday and says, yeah, we can have you here on the 13th of August, and you're bringing the donuts. I said, you bet I will. So, again, you've got to be willing to share something. You know, give a little bit. Don't just come in thinking you want to sell something. Let them know that you're here for them. And that, you know, to me, is just getting you back in the door. And it doesn't always work. But if you don't try, you never know. And so that's what we have to do.
And I was just going to say, I totally, totally agree with you on that. And just a little brief recap, because there were some nuggets and what you said tonight, and first of all, you've got to invest in your business. You have to invest in those employees. And I know some of us, and I know you have, we might get a tablet or something to do a drawing for if it's a big enough group. You know, you might have little prizes. And one of the things that you've really impressed upon me is bringing food. They love it when you bring food. And you talked to me about that cookie tray that one time. I had this group that we really needed to impress. So it was a cookie tray and pizza and a whole variety of drinks. But it was an account that could go on, you know, for years. And I think the last thing that you said, you know, that, and this is why we need to hear from each other, because we forget, is that if you're in this business long enough, we're going to outlast new superintendents. We're going to outlast. Listen, I waited for a human resource director to retire for 12 years. And when she finally retired, I was like, hallelujah, let's throw a party. When she finally retired, we got a new HR director that came in. I think she worked for the Marriott Corporation, and she completely rejuvenated and turned this municipality around, and it's one of my favorite accounts to go back into now. It's a wonderful account, and, you know, we go in and we mug them. We bring mugs of chocolate during open enrollment and with pens for, you know, the HR staff, and it's outlasting somebody. So just because they have someone in there right now, a decision maker that isn't seeing the light, doesn't mean that they aren't going to be gone in the next 6 months.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And the donuts I'm taking next week, they're going to be surprised because I'm also taking fruit, because a lot of teachers, they don't want a donut. They want something besides donuts. So you kind of mix it up, give them a little something else. Oh, wow, we got fruit. You know, that's a little extra work, but an extra $20 for a fruit tray or something, that'll help.
Oh, that's a great idea. Thank you. I'm going to take that tip because I'm visiting with a fire department on Friday, and a fruit tray would be a good thing, along with some other goodies.
If it's in the morning, go to McDonald's and get the dollar burritos. 20 of those, they stay warm in a bag.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you. Good to hear from you.
You too, Linda.
Phones. My other one died on me.
Oh, there he is. We got him on. Welcome, Harold.
I apologize, guys. Great job, Bob. And is there any one thing that you do or say that phrase that triggers a hot button? And also, before you answer that, I was in the school the other day, and this man's going to retire this year, and Linda Bowden sold him a membership at Verdon, Oklahoma, 31 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah. Well, make sure you retain him for her.
Oh, he's going to keep it forever. He loves what
The one thing I guess I'd say, you know, are you talking to decision maker or to presentation employees?
Either one.
Well, on the decision maker, the one thing I say a lot of times, and if you've ever worked with employees, I know, Harold, you were in retail at one time, too.
Oh, yes, sir.
What I've always tried to say is I'll say something, you know, never – you kind of put it in their lap so they can respond what you expect them hopefully to say. And I always say, you know, how do I want to say this? You know, your employees are no different than the ones I used to manage. I'm sure they dealt with day-to-day life issues. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah.
And you get them to agree with that. And once you get them to agree, then I go to that sheet that says, have you ever? And with employees, it's kind of the same thing in a presentation. I have that one sheet of paper that we get on the Legal Shield on Demand, that interactive flyer. I love those things. And I just tell people, if you take that sheet of paper out of your folder, depends if I'm using the folder or not, but take that sheet of paper, look at the top. I said, if you look in that section that says, have you ever? I said, and I did this today. I said, if you can look at that and if you can say none of those things have ever happened to you, or a family member, I said, go ahead and lay it down because you probably won't need it. You know, let them know you're not trying to sell them. Back off, because then they're like, wait a minute, I may want this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, but if you can answer yes to one or two of those things, then I said, listen up, because I said, you may find something here that might fit for your family. So, you know, you let them off the hook so they don't feel like they're being sold. Always let them off the hook.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Good talking to you, Mr. Baseball.
Good talking to you, Pop. Thank you.
All right, what a great call tonight, Bob. You did an outstanding job. I enjoyed great nuggets all the way around. It's just so great to have you come on tonight, and just I know you shared shared your heart out with our team. You're doing an outstanding job, and I want to thank you once again for being the special trainer tonight. You did a great job.
Well, thanks, Randy. I appreciate it, and good talking to you and everybody on the call. Appreciate it.
Remember this, bring food and they will come.
They will come. There you go.
Of course, that's right. Ladies and gentlemen, that'll end tonight's call. But before we go, I want to mention our next call, which will begin in about 25 minutes. And tonight's special guest speaker is from the great state of Georgia is Miss Lisa Streeter. She's a $100,000 ring earner. She's built her business both on the group or B2B market side and on the networking side. So she's got a little bit for everyone. She's got a special guest on tonight. I know you will enjoy a new executive director on her team. So, ladies and gentlemen, it has been a great call. Again, Mr. Pilcher, thank you once again for being our special guest speaker. And we're going to end it with this, God, Family, Legal Shield, and don't get them out of order. See you in about 25 minutes. Good night, everyone.